You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. We continue with our focus on the life of Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Now, Umar bin Abdul Aziz was a remarkable personality in the annals of the history of Islam. In his childhood, he pursued the knowledge of deen, studying and reaching distinguishing heights. And this was because of his eagerness to remain in scholarly gatherings in Madinatul Munawwara. In those days, Madinatul Munawwara represented a beacon of knowledge and righteousness. And there were many scholars of deen, there were many of the Sahaba who remained. And one of the first manifestations of Umar bin Abdulaziz's guidance was his longing to become a learned scholar during his early childhood. And he then began to pursue this by devoting his time to studying literature and the various sciences of deen. He was able to dedicate a lot of his time to collecting the entire manuscript of the Noble Quran, which was a great accomplishment in its own. He then went on to further pursue other avenues of deen as he continued, and he had a great connection with the Noble Quran. In fact, his outlook on life was shaped by what the Quran had taught him in terms of respect for the Almighty, understanding what is the reality of the universe, the heavens and the earth. It is said that he would cry at the mention of death, even at a young age. And upon hearing about this, his mother wrote to him and asked, "What makes you cry?" And he answered, "The remembrance of death." And this response caused his mother to weep when she heard it. And this is no exaggeration that Umar bin Abdulaziz lived his entire life by the book of Allah, the sublime conduct that is advocated. He would spend time contemplating on the injunctions and the verses of the Noble Quran. And it is said that with regards to the verse of the Noble Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيْقًا مُقَرَّنِينَ دَعَوْ هُنَالِكَ ثُبُورًا. Abu Dhabi, who said that, "I was informed by someone who witnessed Umar bin Abdulaziz at the time when he was the commander of Medina reciting the verse, when they shall be thrown into a narrow place, they are chained together, they shall exclaim therein for their destruction." And at that point, Umar began to sob overwhelmingly that he stood up from his gathering and entered his house, after which people dispersed. And the meaning of this verse is that when the liars will be put into the tight constraints of the fire of Jahannam, and this is at the time of the reckoning, their hands will be shackled to their necks in chains, and da'au hunalika subura, they will call for their own destruction. When destruction here refers to people crying out of regret of the disobedience of Allah in this world, and not believing in Allah. So that was one instance where Umar bin Abdul Aziz would weep and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's also mentioned about him reading selected verses according to Abi Mawjood, who said that, "I was informed that Umar bin Abdulaziz one day read, وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنِيُ وَمَا تَتْلُوا مِنْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيدُونَ فِيهِ." That, "O Nabi, neither you, peace and blessings be upon you, do any deed, nor recite any portion of the Noble Quran, nor you, any of the mankind, do any good or evil, except that we are witness thereof when you are doing this." And this is the verse of Surah Yunus, the 61st verse. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz began to cry, what we could almost say hysterically, that the people of his house at that point, his wife Fatima, went in and started to cry, seeing him cry, which caused everyone in the house to cry. Abdul Malik happened to enter the house, and when he saw them in that state, he inquired, "Oh, Father, what's going on over here?" He said, he replied, "It's fine, my son. Your father only wishes that he neither knew the world nor it knew him. By Allah, O son, I fear for your family. By Allah, I fear that I will be amongst the people of the fire of Jahannam." And the meaning of this verse is that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being informed that he knows all the condition and the states as well as those of the ummah and all the creation, every second of every time of every hour, and not so much as a mustard seed or however minuscule or insignificant in the entire heavens and the earth escape the knowledge of Allah. وَإِنَّهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. And Allah has the keys of the ghaib, of the unseen. None knows that except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah informs us that He knows the movement of the trees and all inanimate fixed objects, just as He knows the movement of the creatures. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There is not a moving living creature on the earth, nor a bird that flies with its two wings, but there are communities like you, that Allah is not unaware of them, not for a moment. So Umar bin Abdul Aziz would very reflectively contemplate on these verses, and these are the verses that would draw him to tears and make him reflect on the realities of this world. Now, growing up in an environment like this, we can understand that how this shaped him, that one's surrounding social environment plays a decisive role in shaping our character. And that is exactly what happened with regards to Umar bin Abdul Aziz. They live in the era where taqwa, salah, thirst for knowledge, applying the book of Allah, the sunnah, prevailed. A number of sahaba radiallahu anhum were still alive in Medina, which allowed him to narrate a hadith from the likes of Abdullah bin Ja'far bin Abi Talib, Sayyid ibn Yazid, Sahl ibn Sa'd, who gave him a cup which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had drank from. As for Anas bin Malik, he said, "I never saw anyone imitate the prayer of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like this young man," in reference to Umar bin Abdul Aziz. So this was the environment that Umar bin Abdul Aziz grew up, and that is what had an impact upon him. That is our daily segment focusing on the life of Umar bin Abdul Aziz. We go for a break and then we speak to Wayne Minar.